Thanks again for tuning in for this edition of Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt asking you to join me as I speak with Sergeant Gregory Kemp of the United States Army, who is currently serving in Kuwait. Sergeant Kemp, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Sergeant, what prompted you to join the Army, and how long have you been serving? Was there any family history of military service that prompted you to join?
My dad, he was a recruiter up until the age I was 14, and it was kind of the route that I always knew I was going to take, so that's why I pretty much joined. Also, you know, pay for my college, give me a head start on that, and I've been actually in just a little bit over 6 years now, just hit my six-year mark back in June.
Okay. Your military job title is that of a military intelligence systems maintainer integrator. That's a long title. Sergeant, fill us in. What is it that you do for the Army and your fellow soldiers?
Basically, my role as a MI systems maintainer integrator, basically all the military intelligence systems for the Army, I actually maintain all the systems for all of our MI professionals across the board. We're the know-all, be-all, end-all repairmen for the MI world. My responsibility out here is actually to conduct training and to make sure, you know, everything runs smoothly on the MI side of the house.
Okay, so to put it in civilian terms, you're an IT person then?
Yes. We deal with a lot of networking stuff, a lot of computers, a lot of satellite communications, things of that nature.
Okay. Is there more of a challenge doing what you do overseas as opposed to when you perhaps are back here in the States doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever we're here, we have an active real-world mission. You know, we're helping out our fellow troops here over deployed overseas. We're mostly back in the States. It's more of a training environment for us, and we don't get to see exactly what we do until we get out here in this deployed state.
Okay, so it's much like the frontline soldiers who are training for combat back here but don't see actual combat until they arrive overseas. The same applies to you then?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And briefly describe for us what life is like for you and your fellow soldiers being deployed there in Kuwait, obviously not giving away any military secrets, but what's a typical day look like for you?
It's actually not too much different than it is back whenever we're stateside. You know, I wake up in the morning, I do my PT, my physical training. I come into work. I have certain meetings that I require to, update my higher echelons. I go about my daily operations, maintaining all the systems, supervising all my soldiers, keeping track of everything going on. And then at the end of the day, I go back to my tent and, I call my wife on Skype.
Okay. I was just about to ask, but the thing that is missing when you're deployed is family, isn't it?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of it.
That's okay. But the thing that is missing when you're deployed, that obviously can't be there with you when you're deployed, is family, isn't it?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You don't get that FaceTime with your loved ones. That's for sure.
But technology is really good. I know I spoke to another member of the military that said Skype is a really good thing to be able to have. So you do get that time with your family, even if it is on a computer screen.
Yeah, actually, I've got a pretty interesting story about that. My wife, she gave birth to our baby girl out here, who's 4.5 months old, and I got to be in the delivery room with her while she was giving birth, and coaching her through it and talking her through it, and I got to meet my child via Skype. So it was a pretty amazing event.
Oh, how wonderful! How wonderful! Congratulations on the birth of a new child.
Oh, thank you.
Is this your first one?
Oh, yes, it is.
Even more special. Where is home
yes.
and family for you, Sergeant Kemp, when you're back here in the States?
Well, me and my wife, we currently we own our house in Colorado Springs. And my mom and dad, they actually live back in Benton, Arkansas.
Okay. And what motivates you each day, Sergeant, as you serve this nation there in Kuwait?
My family knowing that I'm coming home soon.
Sergeant Gregory Kemp of the United States Army, many thanks for spending some time with me and my listeners today. May God's care and blessings be yours, Sergeant. as well as to your family and your newborn child. And we extend our appreciation for your good service for America, and we honor you, Sergeant Kemp, as our Hero of the Week.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Sergeant Kemp, that'll do it.
All right.
I appreciate your time so very much, and come home soon and safe, okay?
All right, thank you. You have a good day, sir.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll put it back on speaker so somebody else.
Thanks, Ken, for tuning in for this edition of Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt asking you to join me as I speak with Sergeant Gregory Kemp of the United States Army, who is currently serving in Kuwait. Sergeant Kemp, welcome. It's good to have you with us. Sergeant Gregory Kemp of the United States Army, many thanks for spending some time with me and my listeners today. May God's care and blessings be yours, Sergeant, as well as to your family and your new baby. May God's care and blessings be yours, Sergeant, as well as to your family. And we extend our appreciation for your good service for America and honor you, Sergeant Kemp, as our Hero of the Week.